We're back from recess. Next order of business is Intrinsicore scanning. James?
The scanning has become quite an issue on my office being able to keep up with what Intrinsicore has brought in. I think they've got three or four mappers that's actually putting these drawings together. They can do like 200 a day. It didn't appear to be an issue until we started trying to do the scanning in our day-to-day process. And simply when you get in a folder, over the years we've stapled stuff together and done all the tapings and all this stuff that has to be cleaned up before it can be scanned. So we're running way behind, and we're dragging our feet on our end to put, for them to be able to keep up their end of what they said they'd draw these drawings for at $1.80. Mr. Fisher has suggested one of two things. He would propose to have an employee come in and provide this to the county at cost, this scanning procedure, 8 hours a day, all day long. Right. Or then the contract to allow them 20 cents per parcel as just a kind of addendum to the contract to do the scanning at the level they need it done at.
How many parcels are there?
But approximately 45,000 left.
Say that again. 45,000?
Approximately 45,000. I don't think there's nearly that many left. We can continue on the same road that we're in, same mode. You know, I think the scanning was an issue back when the bidding process occurred, and some companies didn't even bid because of the scanning. They said they wouldn't take that on. And it appears that the scanning could have been the same cost as the actual drawing in a time frame of getting that done versus the scanning. The time you go to a file, pull the file, scan it, staple it back, put it back in the file, you've got quite a bit of time.
But is this like more than, this is obviously more than one person doing this, part of this addendum.
Right, they've sent two or three people over to, and two or three scanners. Right now we got one person that whenever she's not doing something else, she's doing the scanning. And that's,
I guess my thoughts out loud, guys, if we were going to think about paying someone, I'd much rather do a temporary job and help some Tannehill County people. And because I think it's the same scanners we've got deployed throughout the county. Isn't that, I mean, it's the same scanners we've got that Bob Dixon?
I don't think so.
Is it?
I don't think so.
It's not the same scanner?
No, there was a tower involvement there that the tower they sent over wasn't compatible.
They could use the Bob Dixon scanners, I think.
They could use them?
Yeah, they could.
I don't think there's anything special about it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just know that, like I say, they brought a setup for the second person.
Okay.
But the tower and everything
was used by the Historical Society?
We have lots of them.
Oh, okay.
There's more. We have some mobile ones. We have permanent ones. We've got different options.
And I don't.
We have some smaller ones too.
And that's fine with me. I'm just looking for an option to get these folks in. Yeah. Because we can't just take off three or four employees to sit there and scan. And
are they putting pressure on when it's supposed to be done?
No, we're not.
Just getting it done.
Just getting it done.
Okay.
We're having a problem of getting 50 to 60 scanned a day with the one scanner up there operational, and they're doing 200 a day.
So help me out. That was part of the agreement, that they would provide that service. Part of the agreement was that we would provide that service.
Right. The scanning wasn't even involved in the bid of $1.80. That was the drawing, if you looked at the contract.
And the monies, if I'm not mistaken, and the revenues that were forthcoming to pay for all this change came from Collector's Special Fund.
It came from the Technology Fund
technology
that is dealt
fund.
Through the Collector, yes.
Better
now, we've been paying, we as the assessor have been paying for the drawings.
So you have, at this point, you've been paying.
We've been paying.
It's not coming out of there.
Right. the actual technology fund paid for the program, but didn't pay for the getting the drawings put in.
Okay.
And I'm not opposed in any, I mean, if the IT department has somebody available to do the scanning, I mean, I'm happy.
There may be some people, I've got some different thoughts which we can bring up in executive from personnel-wise, but I'm just thinking if there's no timeline, I mean, I just have some random, some thoughts I'd like to, with some names, I just can't, I don't want to take it up now. I can talk to you, James, about what I'm thinking, but.
Okay.
I agree, we need to scan them in. I do agree with that. I mean, if we're going to go digital, we have to have it scanned. I mean,
right.
That is a yes.
Right. And it'll be so big advantage when we have that all done.
Right.
You know how big advantage it's provided by the recorder's office and everybody that's done any scanning is just,
right.
We're there.
Yeah.
You know. Probably should have been done at reassessment time back in 1985, if you want to know the truth. Everything should have been way back. A little slow.
What's the time frame if we have one individual? You're talking about one person, right?
Right. Right. They're talking about one person working directly at that 8 hours a day, going to their lunch break, coming back and doing that. Right now, I've got a lady that works in three or four different departments for me that's doing the scanning, and she can't just do that 8 hours a day.
Right. With someone working 8 hours a day, what's the time frame for that to be accomplished? Do you have a guesstimate, or how long would it take?
I think they can do 200 parcels a day if they have them there for their mappers to start drawing on. So
we just now started the process, so we have about 45,000 parcels.
Yeah, we've probably already done, I'd say we've probably already done 7 or 8,000.
So, okay, so we're looking at maybe 38,000.
So we're talking about 3/4 of a year or better for this
yes.
to be accomplished.
Yes, I think
that's a long time.
About a year on it.
Yeah. 100. No, more than that.
Well, not if he's got that many done. If you're talking 1,000 a week, if somebody can get 200 a day, right?
Right.
5 days a week.
1,000 a week.
If it's 45, that's 45 weeks. But if it's less than that.
It's less than that. It's less than that.
All right. Let me bring this up to these guys, James, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking about it. At our executive in the this afternoon, if I could.
Versus the proposal. Is that what you're
versus,
saying?
Yeah, I mean, my only thing is this. I'd much rather help somebody from the county that may be looking for temporary help or we've got personnel shifting. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the county that within the system and then, of course, unemployment, too. I'd much rather help someone locally than not knowing who they would use. So, I mean, I just want to throw some names out within the system, too.
And if our IT department, if we have scanners here available, if we had another one set up, I've got an empty desk set up for this.
Okay, so you could set one up.
Can yeah, set up everything that we need.
Mark's saying he can get one set up for you. So
that
you
logs know? Straight into intent support? I think what we've got to understand here, when we scan it, it don't just stay here. It goes straight to Intransport to start drawing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're downloading those scans, so we can send them the same place that they're...
That they're sending them to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
But I'm ready. I've got a desk ready.
Okay.
And we've got the other scanner there.
Set up ready.
Yeah.
Let me ask a couple of questions, just financial-wise, if I'm hearing this. They've offered to do it for 20 cents a parcel.
Right.
If they did all 45,000, that's $9,000
right.
total for the project.
Not 9,000.
Yes.
If we pay somebody for a week, that's 400, right?
Right.
At $10 an hour, 40,
right.
40 times 40 weeks, that's 16,000.
Right.
That's a lot different than 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to look at the numbers. I think it's excellent. I don't see how they can do it for 20 cents. I don't see how they can do it.
I don't either, which is what I was, I mean, that's a huge difference.
Yeah. Plus your benefit package on the other deal.
Let us yeah, chat about that. Yeah. And we will do that. Thank you, James.
Yep. Did you ever get a list of those issues for the 10:30?
No. This one.
Yeah, did we ever get, didn't someone just tell us she had a list of all the issues that we were going to get a copy of them?
No. We can go in now, and
is that organization going to be here too? What's it say on the sheet?
I think it's our people.
There's some of our people right there.
Should we move in too?
I go in just 35 seconds. Motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.12, which is contracts.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Go into executive session pursuant to RSMO 610.021.12 regarding contracts. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session until 2 o'clock.